a team that does not give away a whole lot defensively, especially in the passing game. What does this team need to do to rectify the situation from the last couple of games?
I think we just need to accept the challenge and just be able to go at these guys and not be afraid of the challenge. I mean, they're a great secondary, that's obvious, but we're a great receiving core. And I feel like we have one of the best quarterbacks in the league that can get us the ball. So it's just basically, you know, being tight in our technique and just winning our one-on-one matchups.
What has been, I guess, the consensus of why this team has struggled offensively the last couple of games? Because we're not accustomed to seeing that around here.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just the slow starts, you know, that have been getting us like that and just trying to pick it up, you know, whenever we can, you know, just like getting those drives going and, you know, getting those that consistency going again. So I think it's just the start of the game. I mean, I feel like if we start fast, we'll be in it for a good day. If we start slow, it might take us some time to get rolling, but I think it's all about the start. If we start fast, I feel like I hope we'll have a pretty good game.
Now, last time you played this team, you were a rookie receiver playing your first game. How much have you grown since then, and what has changed about that secondary, or has anything changed about that secondary?
I mean, I feel like they've lost some pieces since then, and they've actually gained pieces. You know, they're still one of the best defenses in the league. For myself, I feel like I've just grown more in my role. When I first, you know, my first game last year, I didn't really have a role. I was more special teams, situational downs I would come in. But this year, I'm playing a lot more. My knowledge of the game has grown. I'm seeing the defense a little bit better. And I just think I'll be ready for the challenge. I'll be ready to accept the challenge. I know the players, and I know what I need to do to win.
What are some of the specific challenges presented by that secondary with Patrick Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu and those guys running around back there?
I think it's more Pat Pete. You know, he's the lockdown guy. He's the one that makes them go. I mean, they have Cooper. They have some guys that are nicked up and everything. But, I mean, when you look at the matchups, I like our matchups over them. You know, they are a great defense. I'll give them that. But if we look at all the matchups, I mean, you could just pick your choice. You know, Pat Pete's, you know, he's a legit lockdown guy. And I feel like whoever gets him, you know, we just got to be tight in our technique and make sure we're doing the right things. And if we get another guy, we have to take advantage of them because, you know, they're not as good as him. They're not as elite as him. So we have to make sure whoever we get, we have to win that matchup and make sure we take advantage.